Hollywood to home.
Hollywood.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Powered by Address Downtown,
the iconic flagship hotel, now open.
Book now on addresshotels.com.
All right, first look at the goss. What do you got, Pretty?
Let's talk Ariana Grande. So obviously she has the fiance, Pete Davidson, who, by the way, is in this Netflix original movie that I was watching yesterday randomly. It's called Set It Up, if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, really?
Right, he's in it. Right. Anyway, so it looks like they are apartment hunting, which would be the next logical step if you're planning on getting married, right? Ariana shared a photo with a caption that led fans to believe that they are looking for a place together. If you didn't know, yes, she's officially engaged. She's been wearing the ring for a while now. He's gotten two tattoos of her. This is happening. They haven't set a wedding date yet, though.
She was with that other guy. All of a sudden, now she's broken up, engaged. Yeah, moving real fast.
Really, really fast. Way too fast, maybe. Right. Moving on to Jumanji. Now, this movie last year made nearly $1 billion.
Wow.
Welcome to the Jungle. This is, of course, the reboot of the original with Robin Williams. And it was a surprise hit because a lot of people were saying, listen, you can't mess with a classic like Jumanji and Robin Williams.
When you're The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black, you can.
Yeah, exactly. And they did it really, really well. Great movie. And now the sequel is officially underway.
There we go.
The Rock shared the news over the weekend. And, of course, as usual, he had to take a dig at Kevin Hart. And he said, sorry for the spoiler, but Kevin Hart dies in the first 15 seconds of the movie to what I'm assuming will be a huge standing ovation from the audience and the cast.
Is he going to be one of the richest men in the world, The Rock? Anything he touches seems just to work, right?
Just turns to gold.
Good on him. Good on him. And finally,
this is horrible. Designer Stefano Gabbana, of course, of Dolce & Gabbana, made a really nasty remark about Selena Gomez on Instagram.
What?
So the Catwalk Italia, which is, they posted up a photo of Selena Gomez. Under it, he commented something in Italian, but it translates to, she's so ugly.
Oh.
Why would you say that? Like, why? What is the point? And, of course...
Who did this?
Stefano Gabbana.
So, the Dolce and Gabbana. He's the Gabbana
he's
in
the
that.
Gabbana.
I feel like they've been in bad hype before. They do this often.
They're very highly controversial. And, of course, all of her fans came to her defense, including some celebs like Julia Michaels, Miley Cyrus. They all came out to defend her. But if you're in a position like that, why are you...
I will never wear Dolce & Gabbana. No, I don't.
Not like we wear it anyway.
We don't wear it anyway. But I will never wear you now. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home, friends. Post Malone.